The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
People looking for an alternative to driving around town are finding new opportunities these days.
For simplicity, it's a taxi company that people like me or you use our own cars.
This YouTube video by a man who calls himself Sage Aquarius is about a company named Uber.
You sign up online and they send you this Uber phone. So what happens is you'll receive a beep when you're close to somebody and you can give them a ride. The cool thing is about it, you get to keep most of the money.
It's all based on an internet application that connects people who need a ride with a nearby driver. Traditional taxi companies say the same regulations that govern them should also be applied to Uber and its contemporaries Lyft and Sidecar. Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project picks up the story there.
Well, for the past year, the Department of Motor Vehicles has been working on a study to help legislators figure out just how to regulate app-based ride services like Uber and Lyft and Sidecar.
They call themselves Transportation Network Companies, or TNCs, and they're operating under temporary authority in Virginia. Now, these DMV proposals would toughen those rules, at least to some extent.
They do appear to be slightly more stringent. For instance, the proposed regulations suggest barring people from driving for a transportation network company if they've been convicted of driving under the influence within the past 7 years, whereas the temporary agreements just address DUIs from the past 3 years.
But the regulations would not be so comprehensive as those for traditional taxis and drivers, and that's something the taxi industry says it will continue to lobby for. Katie, the General Assembly, it appears, will take up the question in the coming session.
Yes, all of this is under the assumption that something will happen during session this year. And according to a recent draft of this study, which was obtained by the Virginian Pilot and covered in the paper by David Forster, the agency predicts that drivers for those transportation network companies will actually outnumber taxi cabs in Virginia once they're permanently regulated in the state.
Next, we'll turn to the matter of regulating the deer population. Virginia's Loudoun County, on the western edge of the D.C. suburbs, wants the state to look at lifting a ban on using bait to attract deer so they can be more easily shot.
Supporters of bait hunting say it offers a more effective means of culling a herd, but at the same time, opponents argue that gathering deer in these concentrated areas promotes the spread of diseases, it alters natural migration movements, and it could also cause other potential health and environmental problems.
Katie, does there seem to be much of an inclination in the Assembly to consider it?
During this last General Assembly session, Senator Frank Ruff introduced legislation that would study the potential effects of lifting this ban. Although this legislation wasn't passed, it seems likely the issue could be brought up again during the upcoming session.
It's an especially urgent question in Loudoun County, which had 360 traffic accidents involving deer last year. That was the highest number in Virginia. Caitlin Gibson wrote this story in the Washington Post. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find more details on today's featured stories and see their complete daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.